Why Assuming the Best Leads to Connection by Rachel Adams, read by Ellie Johnson. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" Genesis 3, 8-9. "How did you cook the chicken?" my husband asked. I stopped mid-chew and glanced at his plate to assess the situation. "Why?" I questioned, my mind already tunneling down a dark mine. "He doesn't like it. So much for making a special trip to the grocery store and trying a new recipe. He doesn't think I'm a good cook or a good mom or a good wife or a good person at all." Interrupting my negative thought spiral, he responded, "It's really good. You should make it more often." Well, that sure wasn't what I thought he was going to say. What wasted mental energy. Unfortunately, this wasn't a one-time occurrence for me. My mind tends to assume the worst rather than the best. Can you relate? Well, let's explore some common examples. You see a group of friends in a picture on social media. You weren't invited to the outing, so you assume they didn't like you. You call someone and they don't answer. Even worse, they don't call you back, so you assume they are mad at you. You didn't receive the acceptance letter, so you assume you aren't qualified and don't have what it takes. Does this thought process sound familiar? To assume is to accept something as true or certain to happen without proof. In essence, we are coming to a conclusion that is not based on factual reality. We are just filling in the blanks. We do this in our relationship with God, with others, and even ourselves. The result, when we allow these negative assumptions to continue, well, we end up discontented and disconnected. Over time, if we continue this behavior, we will end up lonelier and unhappier than we were to begin with. The danger in assumptions is divisiveness, but this is the goal of the devil after all, isn't it? This was certainly the case for Eve. If you'll remember her story in Genesis 3, she too made dangerous assumptions that, in turn, led to dangerous actions. The devil deceived her to assume God was withholding something good from her, so she ate the forbidden fruit. This action led to her hiding in shame, distancing and disconnecting from God, assuming the worst about him. Isn't this what we do when we assume as well? We too pull away in an effort to self-protect. While this is our natural tendency, the irony of this reaction is that it makes us even more vulnerable now because we're alone. But as we keep reading Eve's story, we witness God pursuing her despite her pushing away. He continued to question her in an effort to communicate and discover her heart. "Where are you? Who told you you were naked? What is it you have done?" he asked, still desiring a relationship with her. His questioning causes me to consider, what if the solution to disconnection is the pursuit of connection? It may seem obvious, and it certainly isn't easy, but repairing disconnection starts with choosing to stay rather than pulling away. It starts with pulling each other close. However, though it is a piece of the puzzle, proximity isn't the only answer. It takes intentional conversation to understand someone else's heart and perspective. Clearing up confusion requires being inquisitive and being willing to communicate. God already knew the answers to the questions he asked Eve because he is omniscient, but he asked anyway. We aren't all-knowing, so why do we assume things to be true when we don't know anything for certain? We don't know unless we ask. Therefore, let's trade our assumptions for questions. Let's start assuming the best rather than the worst. Since God is a good father, it is safe to assume his plans for us are good. Since we are made in his image, let's assume people's intentions are good unless they prove it otherwise. Let's give each other the benefit of the doubt as the people in our lives are likely battling their own assumptions too. Friends, don't allow negative assumptions to prevent you from forming relationships, and even more so, don't allow them to destroy the relationships you currently have. Instead, replace them with positive assumptions and questions. When we do, I think we can safely assume connection and contentment will follow as a result. P.S. Direct message me for the chicken recipe.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hey there, it's Nicole Eunice, host of the How to Study the Bible podcast, where every single week we join together to encounter God through His Word. You can subscribe at lifeaudio.com.